Right now, we have another newsmaker, Melanie Levesque, joining us. Of course, she's a Democrat. She represented the 12th district in New Hampshire, I believe, the state Senate, from 2018 until 2020. And she's also the first African American to serve in that body. And she's comes highly respected and is looking at another run, I believe. But she's joining us, GMI Studios. How are you, Senator?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, where's home to you, by the way?
Well, my home is in Brookline, New Hampshire. I've lived here for about 30 years, but I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire. Spent my childhood, part of my adult life there, and that is home.
Now, what? It's interesting. You're looking at a run here. What do you see in this Senate, state Senate? What do you see in this coming up to the midterms?
Well, the reason I'm running is that I see a lot happening in the Senate that and in the legislature that is not in keeping with the values that I grew up with, values like strong communities, like strong public education, respect for women. And I feel that we need legislators who will put the community first. And I want to go back so that I can support my district and my state.
Senator, it seems that even in education, things have gotten politicized, and unfortunately, so much of our life is politicized. I mean, whether you're talking about healthcare response or education, everything is getting political these days, and I think you'd agree with me on that. And at the end of the day, for example, in our education, let's talk about that for a moment. One would hope that just the students' well-being, their education, their health well-being, and the parents and the teachers and the community. But how do we get political, politics out of some of this stuff? Because I think you'd agree in our life today, everything's getting too political and politically divisive.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it should be political. For me, it's always been about policy. It's always been about our lives and our values. And in New Hampshire, we have 168,000 public school students. That public school is an opportunity for the future. For me, growing up in Nashua, if it weren't for my community and my public school, I would not be where I am today. My parents were divorced. Mm-hmm. My mom worked full time. That it's really important to have those resources. And when we take those away from our children, it hurts the children, it hurts the parents, it hurts the teachers.
And I should mention, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I should mention, you served in the State House, right? I think you did quite a bit. You were in the state represent, basically almost from 2006 to 2014 in the House of Representatives, correct?
I was in and out, so I served 6 years in the State House, yes.
What made you want to serve? Because, in this environment, we've already had on a U.S. Senate candidate. We have a first congressional district candidate coming up. We had the governor on earlier. He's running again. And this environment is toxic at all levels. People are so political. Social media makes it worse. I always want to ask good people, why would you want to jump in again? When you look to this race, what motivates you to serve?
Well, what motivates me goes back again to my upbringing and my values. My mom taught me to get a good education, work hard, and also to serve others. We always served at our church doing pancake breakfast, spaghetti dinners. My mom, although she raised 6 kids on her own, she always had time to give back to the community. So I had that good role model. And, I have to say that I was very outgoing in high school. I was very friendly, knew all the students. And I can put that to good work because I really like people. I believe that regardless of your political affiliation, we should be able to talk with each other and find that common denominator. So that's where, my values lead me.
Senator, I want to ask you this. How do you, if someone were to ask you, we have a federal delegation where all the office holders are Democrat in this last election, and then at the State House, we have a Republican governor, Republican House majority, Republican Senate majority, even a majority on the executive council. Well, how do you explain the political dichotomy there, federal representation and local?
Yeah, it's very difficult for me to explain because they all do work together. And if we have a different, our Democratic delegation in Washington, but at the state level, we have a Republican delegation, House, Senate, and governor's seat, and executive council. I think people, rather than talk about, you know, Republican, Democrat, we need to look at the policies that are put in place. And if you agree with these policies, then you really need to, you know, then support those people. But if you don't agree, then you need to make a change. Right now, I feel like this a lopsidedness where the election of 2020, there was a referendum on former President Trump. And they voted at the top of the ticket, but the bottom of the ticket went the other way. And again, people need to look at what is happening in our state and understand that things are happening that they may not like.
Senator LeVake, Melanie LeVake, and I'll let you go on this. And Senator Sununu, I think it was on Friday's show or the end of last week, said this. When you look at the midterms coming up, and it's not that far away, we have record surplus in terms of the state budget. And I've asked Tom Sherman, Dr. Tom Sherman, Democrat, hopeful on the gubernatorial race this. We have record surplus coming in, so we have extra money. The state's got a record amount of revenues above projections. The view is New Hampshire's doing better than other states in terms of, you know, quality of life, coming out of a lot of the health care concerns. We get a lot of these ratings like safe state, good state to live in. So what's broken when you mention things at the state house? What specifically is broken in your mind in terms of when you're looking at your state senate race? What needs to change?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that our state is doing well, and largely because of the American Rescue Plan and the monies that we got for COVID, which I actually heard Governor Sununu say we did not need that money. We clearly needed that money. Things are going well. It has a lot to do with our federal delegation who got us that money. In the state house, my deep concerns about education, when we give taxpayer dollars to fund private schools and homeschooling, that's something that traditionally those taxpayer dollars go to public schools. And when the money comes away from the public schools, the taxpayers still have to pay. So it's not a deal. The way that women have been treated with not trusting women to know what is best for their bodies is of deep concern. And although bills have been proposed that have not been passed, things like taking teacher loyalty oaths, things like having additional vouchers at the local level, those things have not been passed, but they have been proposed.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that are proposing these bills in a gerrymandered state, despite what our governor says that he doesn't feel there's any gerrymandering, there really is. And we are set up for perhaps more of these types of bills in the future if we don't have candidates that can stand up and really represent the people. Again, I talked about 16.
Right.
I have 16,000 public school students in my district.
Right.
Their parents depend on their kids getting a good education. The
right.
bills in Concord are taking away from that.
Senator Melanie LeVake, actually, I say LeVake because Neil LeVake's a regular contributor on our show.
Yeah.
Always.
It's LeVake.
LeVake. Senator, before I let you go, real quickly, charter schools, are you a fan or not as part of public education?
Well, charter schools have become part of public education. So quite a while ago, we determined that we would fund, at least partially fund, charter schools.
All right.
So I would support them.
All right, yeah. Senator LeVake, I appreciate it. We'll get you back in soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Enjoy your Monday. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios.
Yeah. Take care.
We come back. Bye.